You're tuned in to Due North on CFUR 88.7 FM, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. The following is a news summary, starting with the weather, courtesy of Environment Canada, for Prince George, Claylie Tenay, recorded Monday, June 8th, 2026. The forecast for Monday, June 8th, is a mix of sun and cloud, with a southwest wind of 20 kilometers an hour, gusting up to 40. There's a high of 19 degrees Celsius and a UV index of 6, or high. The evening features partly cloudy skies, with a southwest wind of 20 kilometers an hour, gusting up to 40 kilometers an hour. Lightening up in the evening, though. A low of 7 degrees. Tuesday, the 9th of June, a mainly cloudy day is expected with a 40% chance of showers in the afternoon with a risk of thunderstorm. Wind turning into a southwest 20 kilometer an hour breeze, gusting up to 40 in the morning, with a high of 14 degrees Celsius. A UV index of 5 is expected, otherwise known as moderate. The nighttime features cloudy skies, with that same 40% chance of showers and a low of 7 degrees. Wednesday, the 10th of June, cloudy skies are expected with a 30% chance of showers and a high of 15 degrees. We're looking at a cloudy nighttime for Wednesday and a low of 7 degrees. Thursday, the 11th of June, we can expect a mix of sun and cloud and a high of 15 degrees. Into the nighttime, we move into cloudy periods and a low of 7. Late in the week, on Friday, the 12th of June, a mix of sunny clouds is expected to be spotted in the sky with a high of 20 degrees, a nighttime low of 7 degrees, and cloudy periods. Saturday, the 13th of June, again a nice mixed bag of sun and clouds, but a high of 23 degrees is expected, moving into the nighttime with a low of 7 degrees and cloudy periods. On Sunday, the 14th of June, the forecast is for, at the end of the 7-day prediction, is a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 25 degrees. This forecast was provided courtesy of Environment Canada. The local air quality report for Prince George, Claylie Tenay. The day of Monday, June 8th, the air quality is fantastic, reading 2 or less parts per million of particulate matter 2.5 microns across or smaller across the board at all reporting air quality measuring stations. Information acquired from cyclone.umbc.ca/AQMAP. And now, with those forecasts out of the way, it's time for the Firecast. Information primarily derived from the British Columbia Wildfire Service. And according to BC Wildfire Service's interactive map, as of Monday, June 8th, there are 4 active wildfires in the Prince George Fire Center. It should be noted, though, that the Swede Creek Fire, 100 kilometers southwest of Prince George, and roughly 100 kilometers west of Quesnel, is in the Caribou Fire Center. This fire has caused concern as of late, but currently is listed as under control. Recent precipitation has influenced the related positive outcomes on that fire, which at its peak grew to 1,815 hectares in size, initially reported as discovered on June 1st, 2026. The out-of-control fire in the Prince George Fire Center is located at the west side of Germanson Lake, roughly 150 kilometers north of Fort St. James, and less than 20 kilometers southwest of Germanson Landing. Reported as discovered on June 7th, as of Monday, June 8th, fire is reported as 2 hectares in size. For now, Category 1 campfires, half a meter across and half a meter high in diameter, are permitted in the Prince George Fire Center, while Category 2 and Category 3 open fires are prohibited in the Van Jam region of the Prince George Fire Center. Be reminded that it is advised, before lighting a fire of any size, check the BC Wildfire Service open fire prohibitions and contact your local government for any bylaw restrictions in your area. For your information, you can report a wildfire using your mobile phone by pressing *5555. Or through the BC Wildfire Service app, or by dialing 1-800-663-5555. For the latest information on current wildfire activity, prohibitions, restrictions, road closures, and air quality advisories, visit bcwildfire.ca, make use of the BC Wildfire map, or use the BC Wildfire app on your mobile device.
And now for the news
bulletin.
A city council meeting has been set for Monday, June 8th at 7 p.m., where a report on open burning in the downtown core is on the agenda, a public hearing for a zoning amendment, among other things. Relating to the zoning amendment, a property at 8230 Peter Road is looking to facilitate a housing, single detached, at the property. In order to do that, they're hoping to change the zoning from light industrial to small-scale residential. And relating to the open burning report, ahead of the meeting, what we know for now is that downtown fires have caused $35 million in damages between 2022 and 2025. The report notes that there were 114 fires in 2022, then down to 92 in 2023, up slightly to 97 in 2024, then down to 75 in 2025. However, the value of damage caused was greater in 2025 than the previous 3 years combined. It should be noted that final data for the 2025 year is still being consolidated. Again, that meeting is to be held Monday, June 8th, scheduled to start at 6 p.m. on the second floor of City Hall. Meeting can also be live streamed at princegeorge.ca. In other news, the SK Creek Mine in northwestern BC, the Golden Triangle, is under construction once again with the aim of converting it into an open pit design with a completion target of 2027. The project is being spearheaded by Skeena Gold and Silver, and you may recall that that mine was originally closed in 2008 and has remained dormant since. Go By Bike Week, initiated on Saturday, May 30th, wrapped up Saturday, June 6th. C4 Radio's got a story on that. Right here on Due North News, the energy that fueled those cyclists over the week came from food, and both the city of Prince George and the regional district of Fraser-Fort George have recently adopted policies to strengthen local food sovereignty. That story can also be heard right here on Due North News. From June 1st to 5th, the BC Performing Arts Festival took place on UMBC campus right here in Prince George, Claylie-Tenay. The year prior, the event was hosted in Victoria, and the year before that, Fort St. John took the reins. Several hundred performers took part in the highly competitive event, originating from towns all over the province, to compete in the spirited but collegiate event. Dancers, musicians, and performers of all kinds walked away with titles to their name and medals around their necks, and we got to speak with one of them right here at CIFR Radio. Stay tuned for that story later on Due North. If you've noticed some creepy crawly caterpillars in your neighborhood, you're not alone. They've been spotted all over, and not just here in Prince George, but as far away as Chetwynd and Calgary. Not to worry though, this invasion is expected to be short-lived and is all part of a natural ecological cycle. Dr. Dazeen Huber of UMBC's NRESI Institute, an entomologist by trade, spoke with us at Due North to settle down our gnawing concerns. Looking to the near future, June, also known as Pride Month, ushers in Pride Week on June 26, with a flag-raising ceremony and mayoral proclamation at City Hall. With a grand finale planned for a Pride Parade and Pride Picnic on July 4th. This year, the picnic will be held in Claylie-Tenay Memorial Park, but leading up to that, the Her Story historical drag show party, followed by a dance, and an enchanted afternoon tea are planned. Visit the Prince George Pride Society's website, pgpride.com, to find out more and to register as a volunteer, if you so desire. The Her Story historical drag show has a two-part intention, one, of course, for entertainment, and the other, to promote the Queer History Project that the Northern BC Queer Connection Society has been working on via a documentary. You'll hear more about that right here on Due North News.
Tune in to Due North, 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. weekdays, and 24/7 on CFUR.ca for locally grown, crafted, and curated local news and information. With your host, Ian Gregg, this segment is brought to you in part by the Local Journalism Initiative. Contact the newsroom anytime by emailing newsroom@cfur.ca or by calling 778-693-2387 extension 6. Also view our content online at frequencynews.ca.